Hey, what's up, Cub fans? Welcome to episode 82 of Locked On Cubs. I'm your host, Ryan Davis of the Sporting News, Athletic, Bet Chicago, CubsInsider.com. And recently, if you're interested in this sort of thing, I'm doing entertainment and like Star Wars and Marvel and other kind of nerdy stuff at a new site called the Cloud City Chronicle. You can find that in my Twitter bio. Link to that. It's just cloudcitychron.com. Check that out if you're interested in that sort of thing. There are already a few things about Star Wars up there on the site, so go ahead and check that out. So getting to baseball, the Cubs won four times in the last four games, which is impressive, especially when you're on the road against a team like the New York Mets, which have, you know, kind of historically been a thorn in the side for the Cubs. So let's start with Friday, since we already did the recap on Thursday's game on Friday's podcast. The Cubs fell behind early on Friday, 2-0. Tyler Chatwood was somewhat better, walking only four batters and allowing both runs in 5 1/3 innings. All things considered, getting that kind of game from your number five starter is pretty much fine. If Chatwood can do that every time out, you'd take it. Randy Rosario pitched 1 2/3 perfect innings, and he ended up getting the win after the Cubs rallied. Kyle Schwarber hit a big three-run homer, and the Cubs won the game 7-4. Saturday was the big win in the series. Mike Montgomery went up against Jacob deGrom, and he matched him pretty much all the way, allowing just one earned run. The game remained tied into the 14th inning, thanks in large part due to the performance of the much-maligned Luke Farrell out of the bullpen. Farrell tossed five shutout innings, striking out seven batters in relief, and the Cubs broke out for six runs in the 14th for a 7-1 win, including a pinch-hit two-run homer by Javier Baez, who now has the National League lead back with 45 RBI, and that puts him on pace for 130 RBI with 40 home runs this season. 130 RBI and 40 home runs, that would be quite the feat. On Sunday, the Cubs gutted out a 2-0 shutout behind an incredible performance from John Lester. He went seven innings, including the first five being no-hit innings. Javier Baez stole home to grab the first run of the game, and Rosario, Steve Cishek, and Brian Dunson closed it out in the final two innings. The Cubs don't play today, earning a much-needed break for the bullpen and guys like Wilson Contreras. They start a series with the Philadelphia Phillies on Wrigley Field on Tuesday, with Jake Arrieta returning to Wrigley for the first time as a visiting player. Arrieta pitched against the San Francisco Giants on Sunday, allowing five earned runs on eight hits in six innings, so that means he won't be on the mound for Philly this week, but even still, having him back at Wrigley Field is kind of special. Segment two, let's talk about the outstanding depth at AAA. One of the big unsung heroes of the 2018 season, in my opinion, has been the depth at AAA, the pitching depth specifically. What's funny about that is that prior to the season, I had heard complaints that there was no depth in the minors, and you know, not having a great, you know, prospect filled farm system, and you know, having some kind of veterans and you know, kind of 4A guys hiding down at AAA, that was not good enough for the Cubs, and you know, what were they going to do if they needed players to come up and step into a role? Well, I think we've seen what happens when they need a guy to come up and step into a role. They've received contributions from guys like Justin Hancock and Randy Rosario, Rob Zastrzyzny, and others. Luke Farrell had his bad moments, of course, but he flashed his talent in the win over the Mets. I tweeted this out on Saturday night, but combined, Corey Mazzoni, Farrell, Zastrzyzny, Rosario, Hancock, they've combined to throw 32 1/3 innings with the Cubs this year, and they have a collective 2.78 ERA. That's really good. You couldn't ask for more from the guys who are basically just your depth at AAA. It's no secret that the Cubs have been outstanding with the bullpen this year, but this is probably the most underrated component of it. They've been able to survive super long extra inning games and a bunch of short starts by their starters and a recent DL stint by Carl Edwards Jr. because everyone they've called up, by and large, has been able to get the job done. The question is that going to continue? Rosario has earned a lot of trust, but as long as there is a job for him in the pen, it appears that he'll be used in the high leverage situations, and he's done a great job with it. But it also has gotten to the point of a joke with Steve Cishek, who is on pace to appear in 81 games, which is basically pitching every other day. We don't want to rehash everything that happened in 2017 because it's not a perfect comparison, but this is also, it's kind of like a bad retelling of the same story. The starters haven't been good collectively, and the bullpen has been overused, just like in the first half of 2017. Of course, we all remember how bad the pen was in the second half, and then in the postseason. So the story is the Cubs need to find a way to avoid having history repeat itself. Maybe that means more DL stints for guys like Edwards, Cishek, Morrow, Strope, Dunsing, on and on as the season goes on. Having those guys come up from AAA and help makes a huge difference and allows the Cubs to be able to DL a guy like Edwards when maybe he could pitch through what he's feeling. Maybe he doesn't have a serious injury or just felt something a little strange in his shoulder or it felt a little tight and they said, hey, let's shut it down for 10 days. The Cubs should be able to do that. Last year, they didn't have the depth to do that kind of thing, and they pretty much had to ride their bullpen through the end of the season. You remember Seth Frankoff, Dylan Floro, Felix Pena? You remember how bad Justin Grimm was? Going forward, guys like Rosario and Hancock and Farrell are going to keep contributing when called upon, and that might mean for them riding the shuttle back and forth between Iowa and Chicago. But that's so important to a team that really needs help in the bullpen. The other way that they can get this problem fixed a little bit of the overuse of the bullpen would be the starters going longer innings. And we've seen it a little bit more lately. I think we had a long running tally of games in which starters hadn't made it into the seventh inning. And now they've had, you know, a bunch of games where starters have gone, over six innings. Kyle Hendricks has been better about going over six innings. John Lester just went seven innings. I think Jose Quintana has done it recently. Getting Yu Darvish back eventually will help. Once he gets back on track, it looks like Quintana's turning things around. So, that is a big way to fix that problem is having those guys being able to pitch deeper into games. I don't think Tyler Chatwood's ever going to be that guy. He never really has been the guy who pitches deep into games. But those top four, that's really what you would hope, is that those guys could go out and give you six or seven innings pretty regularly in the second half of the season and basically from here on be able to get you at least six, sometimes into seven. That would really help not destroying the bullpen and getting the Cubs into a position where in the postseason you're going to need those guys. So you saw what happened last year when the Cubs bullpen had been just used and abused all season, and the Dodgers came in and just ate them alive with their bullpen. It was a night and day difference, and one of the big things that was the difference in the series was how the Dodgers bullpen just completely outperformed the Cubs. The Cubs have the talent to be able to do that kind of thing with their bullpen this year. They just have to get to the postseason with those guys rested and healthy and ready to do it. Whereas last year, they were just completely worn out. Final segment, let's go around the NL Central. We know that the Cubs went 3-0 in their last 3 days, but here's how the rest of the division did. The National League leading Brewers lost 2 of 3, thanks to the White Sox doing the Cubs a major favor. Chris Volstead, you may remember that name, picked up the win for the White Sox on Sunday, which is his first of 2018 and second total since he pitched for the Cubs back in 2012. You'll recall that the Cubs traded Carlos Zambrano to the Marlins for Volstead back then. The Cardinals won on Sunday, taking 3 out of 4 from Pittsburgh in St. Louis. The first game they won by scoring 5 runs in the ninth with a dramatic 3-run walk-off home run. They won their second game of the series with a walk-off homer by Colton Wong. And then the final game, they won 5-0 after Michael Wacha took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. So dramatic stuff for the Cardinals. The Pirates, on the other hand, of course, dropped 3 of 4 in their series and are now 4-12 in their last 16 games. The Reds lost 2 of 3 in San Diego to the Padres, including a game started by Matt Harvey. He went 5 innings against the Padres on Saturday, allowing 4 earned runs and striking out 3. So here are the updated standings as of Monday. The Brewers remain in first place at 37-23, and they still have the best record in the National League. The Cubs have pulled within 2 games of the Brewers, now 33-23, and a season-high 10 games over 500. The Cardinals remain in third place, now 3.5 back and 32-25. The Pirates are now 6.5 back and continue their slide down to 500 at 30-29. And of course, the Reds are 16 back, now 21-39. Thanks again for listening, guys. This has been episode 82 of Locked on Cubs. You can find us on Twitter at Locked on Cubs. You can find my work on Twitter at Ryan Q. Davis. Again, I write for Sporting News, The Athletic, MLB. Those are kind of just sometimes. I also am writing for Bet Chicago, which should be launching in the next few days. I have a piece that I've already written about Jake Arrieta and Yu Darvish that'll be going up there that I suggest you check out. I also help out with editing and the occasional work at CubsInsider.com. And again, check out Cloud City Chronicle. It's on Twitter at Cloud City Chron or just CloudCityChron.com if you're interested in like entertainment or Star Wars, Marvel, nerd stuff, that kind of thing. Thanks again for listening, guys. I will talk to you again tomorrow.